Joining us from Detroit now, Micheline Maynard, the senior business correspondent for the New York Times and author of The Selling of the American Economy. It's on sale later this month, from Random House. Mickey Maynard, good morning.
Hi, John.
So tough days when General Motors, after so many difficulties selling cars in the midst of a federal bailout, can't even sell a brand. GM announces it's going to sell down, it shut down Saturn after Detroit businessman Roger Penske walked away from talks to buy the Saturn brand. It wasn't even cars they were talking about. What went wrong?
It looks like Roger Penske couldn't find someone that would build Saturns after General Motors stopped building them. The rumor is that they were talking to Renault and Nissan, the French-Japanese car makers, and that there looked like there was going to be a deal, and then that the board of the company just said, no, we don't want to do this. And it was quite a shock. I remember seeing the press release hit my email yesterday and just sort of gasping.
You know, Penske seemed to be most interested in developing a car company where you could almost customize your vehicle the way Dell used to allow you to customize, you know, laptop computers that you bought. It appears, though, that the actual factory implementation of this was a little more challenging than he had originally thought.
There are a lot of factors that go into this. You have to remember that Roger Penske distributes the smart car in the United States. So all those little smart cars you buy from a Penske Automotive-owned dealership. And what he had envisioned was taking the Saturn brand and starting with General Motors-built Saturns and then segueing over into somebody else-built Saturns. And the idea is that you wouldn't have to go to a car company anymore to get cars. You could just go to a car dealer, and then that dealer would supply you with products. But unfortunately, these things are very sticky, and it was difficult to negotiate.
I mean, maybe the legacy here is that Saturn is something of a jinx. I mean, it began as a bit of a innovative strategy for General Motors, cars made a fundamentally different way and marketed a fundamentally different way. Why didn't, in the end, that have much value for GM?
One of the problems with Saturn was that it made just a little bit of money at its peak, and then it really never made money as a standalone company. It seems easy. You know, this doesn't seem to be rocket science, but there are so many moving parts that go into running a car company. And one of them is simply making money on what you sell. And distribution costs are so high. Manufacturing costs can be high. I mean, the idea was that you would bring low-cost Saturns in from maybe overseas. But for Saturn itself, it really never got any legs. And then by the time it needed more investment, General Motors cut it off to support its other companies, its other brands.
And ultimately, while it may have begun looking different from other cars, in the end, the Saturns looked a lot like every other car on the road. It didn't distinguish itself so much. But I'm wondering, given its cult status, at least for a moment there, is there any chance the Saturns will turn out like, you know, the Studebaker Avanti or, you know, the DeLorean, these kind of coveted cars that people will meticulously keep in their garages and drive around the block once a year?
I think it helps if there are only a few thousand, and Saturn was selling, you know, about 250 to 300,000. So I think people will feel great affection and great nostalgia for Saturn, but as far as the cars themselves, they simply don't have that kind of collector cachets that an Avanti might have.
Well, Americans figured that out a while ago. Roger Penske apparently discovered it yesterday. He walked away from talks with General Motors to buy the Saturn brand. As far as we know, Mickey Maynard, Saturn is fine up in the solar system, correct?
Oh, Saturn the planet?
Yeah.
As far as I know, yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, all the news here on The Takeaway. Micheline Maynard is senior business correspondent for The New York Times and author of The Selling of the American Economy.